Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with two of our best friends here on the show, Don Hunter and John Harrison. Don's in California. John's in Massachusetts. Both are financial planning experts and licensed in that. John Harrison is an ordained minister. Don Hunter is also an investor in real estate, and both of them have been awesome members of our Brain Trust for many years. Don, I want to come back to something John said a minute ago as we went to the break that I thought was really profound and so important. He said that some people draw a direct line between the things that aren't, and I'm John, forgive me if I'm not saying this correct. Correct me if I'm not. You're saying some people draw a direct line between all of the unsolved things, the things that we still have to work on that the black community, for example, are feeling very strongly, drawing a direct line to one event and making that one event become about all these other things. How did I do, John? How was that? Are you there, John?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead now. What do you think about that?
That wasn't a bad summary. All I would add to it is that it's one of those truths in life that statistics can never trump psychology. They used to do experiments with mice where they would give them either an electric shock or food when the mouse pushed the button. And after having been shocked a few times, the mouse will stop pushing the button and to the point where it will starve.
Yeah.
And because it's been traumatized. And I think that's what happens in things like this. No one is suggesting that the statistics of police brutality today are anything like they were in 1955. But having been cumulatively traumatized, yes, people draw a straight line back to that.
But Don, I don't think the last thing John said about people don't think if you listen to some people, you would think that nothing has been accomplished. What do you think? Do you agree with his direct line analogy?
I think that a lot has been accomplished since the 1950s. But I think though is that we have a cultural thing going on here that, for example, in the Minneapolis Police Department, there was a culture of seeing African American men in a particular way.
Clearly, system broke down because the man who's been under arrest now for murder, who killed Mr. Floyd, is obviously he had a rap sheet. Basically, he had problems. He should have already been fired. So there is that. Can I stick a white man's position in on this line you mentioned, John?
Sure.
As a white man, baby boomer, when I that line, I never had thought about how to, I didn't know how to say what you said, John, before, but that is such an important point. That when I think about that line, I am sitting here without any kind of, well, you guys know how I feel about the races. You know how I feel about you guys. And so I don't have any issues. I don't have any animosity. I want people to do better. I don't care who they are. I want to help all people do better. So when I see that happening, I'm thinking, I don't know what they're talking about. You know what I mean? It doesn't land on me that way because I'm not going to abuse anybody. I'm not going to discriminate against anybody. So there's a whole group of people out here who have a hard time seeing that line. To me, it's a one-off thing. Now, it happens too often, but I have a problem. You talk about the line, John. Don, I have a problem with the term systemic. I really have a hard time with the concept of systemic. What do you think, John?
I have mixed feelings about it too, because I think that the kind of officially institutionalized racism that the term originally described has largely been done away with. There are, you know, we don't have no blacks written into real estate
right.
covenants anymore.
Right.
We don't have
there are no colored bathrooms.
Sort of official. Yeah, we don't. Yeah. That sort of stuff is gone institutionalized, mm-hmm. but. Systemic racism is not a term I tend to use. I tend to view people as individuals. And yes, there are problems with some institutions, like the Minneapolis Police
right.
Department that
John,
Don just mentioned.
John,
I'm not a fan of the term.
Let me get Don's last word in here. John, Don, what do you think about the word systemic?
I can go along with what John is saying. I mean, it doesn't exist everywhere in the American society, but it does exist in certain industries and certain institutions. Where I'm at is that I think all these, it's challenging. I think the point that you bring up that you're not someone that's racist, you're there to help and support anyone to be successful. I think that's true for a lot of white Americans in this country.
I think it's for the vast majority of Americans, white Americans. I think it is. I'm sorry, Dan. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.